Let's get better, Bears. Get better. And it's the same way with coaches, Terry. All right, when they stop talking to you, then you got problems. All right, if they're on you, then you're okay. You got me, Eddie? All right. Here we go.
14th year now as a head coach. How have you changed?
You know, I think, you know, it's like wine. I mean, I think, it ages and you get better. I think you learn from experience and, just along the way, you know, you pick up little tidbits of things. Of course, the game has changed quite a bit with the new CBA and how you approach it. I think the science of the game has really grown, the technology. You know, those are areas that you can't get lost. You know, the game can't pass you by. I think there's the mindset of players is different now. So you just adjust and hopefully get better.
Your stepfather was a Navy SEAL. I've read where you attribute your mental toughness, your discipline to your stepfather.
They say you are what you eat, so you are what you've been around. And I think, my dad was a Navy SEAL when people didn't know what SEALs were. You know, I'd have to have my friends' dads tell me, you know, what a hero my dad was. He served 3 tours in Vietnam, and having grown up around those guys, around that type of profession, the mental toughness and the discipline, I mean, that's at a level by itself. Just trying to get athletes to have that kind of commitment and that kind of, service type mentality.
Hey, it takes a while to get used to, all right, but you got to train your brain. All right, here we go. Make each other better, man. Compete and get better.
Do you have a soft spot, Coach, in your heart for the player who's an underdog but has the toughness and the smarts that you can sense that you had when you were playing the game back then?
I don't know about a soft spot, but I think you appreciate it. I just expect your best, and if I've always believed that people live up or down to expectations. If you expect a lot, you get a lot.
Hey, get a visual for those landmarks, because they don't let us put those cones out on game day. All right, you want to rip a team's heart out? Run it down their throat, all right? That's the mindset you got to have.
How long do you think it'll take you to turn around the defense with this team?
I've seen signs already. Until we start playing games, and this game's about what to do, how to do it, and do it under pressure. And so, we're learning the what to, and then the how to, the technique to do it. And then really, we haven't been able to evaluate the pressure yet. So it'll come in time.
Is the talent, at least from what you've seen, better or worse than you thought on this team?
Talent is such an ambiguous term. I look at skill, will they develop the skills it takes to be successful? Obviously, there is a certain talent level, or the truth be told, they wouldn't even have a chair in that meeting room or a spot between those lines. Now it's just molding them to be very skillful in what they do.
I love the Foxisms. Hand in the ground, brain is the toughest muscle in the body. Where did they come from?
Like most everything in this league, you usually steal it. It's been so long now, I don't even know where I stole it from.
All right, this game's about starting fast and finishing faster. So we're going to practice starting fast. You with me? All right. Hey, you're either trained or you're untrained.
They're all very applicable and very understandable for your athletes. It keeps it fun. All right, in this game still, really, they all play it, for the love of the game. So why not have fun doing it?